just coming around towards 11:15 now. Good morning and thank you very much for listening to the Tony Horn Radio Show. The Sunday Travel will be on in a moment. Very important. Lots of people on the move on a Sunday. If you just joined the show, this sounds an extraordinary thing to say, but if you just joined the show, you've missed the 2 minute silence. So I'm guessing that you probably took that in somewhere else. A lot of football matches on a Sunday morning. My son's game normally starts at 10:30. I don't get to go because I'm slaving over a hot microphone doing the entertainment thing. But, so that, I hope they took that in. But, 11 o'clock on Remembrance Sunday, the 2 minute silence. And I think one of the things that when you get texts and tweets, Facebook messages from you guys that listen to the show, people really do appreciate it. And it's a great time to be with your thoughts, as we were saying, a great time to think. And I remember saying this on the air, maybe last year or a year before, there was one time around Remembrance Sunday when there had been a lot of bad news, a lot of bad news. And I put it out on the radio that perhaps every Sunday, not 2 minutes, but every Sunday, we should have 1 minute silence at 11 o'clock because of what it does to you. Life is so busy and so noisy.
Taking that step back, just for a minute, just take time out.
From cold callers to junk mail, from the need to work at home perhaps on a Sunday night to get ready for a Monday, the fact that you might not get home late on a Friday night because you've been travelling during the day, the fast food culture that we live in, the lack of exercise society, the need to watch TV on catch-up. Everything is so microwaved, so pressurised, so cooked into bite-sized proportions because it's the only way we consume it. We very rarely get that moment to step back and really reflect, be alone in our thoughts and just breathe. And I think that it's well worth, of course, you know, on Remembrance Sunday, we remember the First and Second World War, but we've had many other conflicts since. And so people take in all of those occasions now. But everybody's lost somebody in life. Everybody has something emotional happen to them at some point. And even if it's just a point where you're grateful for what you've got. Of course, some people see church as that opportunity. It's not necessarily for me, but I can still have religious values without necessarily having religion. I just think it would do society so much good if we just took a minute out on a Sunday. We just say, we know that 11 o'clock on a Sunday is peacetime. Before Sky sell you back-to-back football, before the pubs open and you drink Sunday away because you can't handle Monday. Yeah. If you're a divorced dad, before you've got to hand the kids back over at 4 or 5 o'clock, before you've got to do school shoes and get them all polished, make packed lunches, let's just breathe and have a minute at 11 o'clock. Let's make Remembrance Sunday part of a Sunday to remember every Sunday.